The following shiur has been presented by Rav Aryeh Finkel, member of the Beis Chabad Dayanus Kollel, and has been brought to you by the Beis Chabad Halacha Center.
The center can be reached for dispute resolution and many other halachic services at 888-485-VAD or at thehalachacenter.org.
The Gemara involved in the Beis brings Omer of the Yehuda Omer Rav. Hamachzer Aveda Lokusi, someone returns an Aveda to a goy. So Rashi explains, Sefois means l'chaber, to add on. Rova are the, referring to the goyim, who are satisfied. Inim tzmeim l'yotzra. Tzmeo, the thirsty ones, that's Knesset Yisrael, who are tzmeo unto evil, l'yiras yotzra. So by giving an aveda back to a goy, you are adding goyim on. The Umar Ba'atzma, you're showing that the Shahshabas Aveda in a Hashuvaloi Mitzvah's Boyroi, because you're doing it to Goyim as well as Yidin. Now, the Rambam learns a different reason. The Rambam says the reason is because, what's in the Rambam is, HaMachzira Reza Oiver Aveira. You give back a aveda to a goy. That's an aveira. Mepnei shu machzik yidei rishoy oilam. You machzik yidei rishoy by giving avedas back to goy. Okay. Now the source, the fact that aveda of a goy is mutter, that there's no mitzvah shavas aveda to a goy, is a gemara bavakama kofi gemal mabeis. Omer av choma bar gori yom arav minayin lavedas ha goy shim uteres. Shenem alachol avedas achicham. The Gemara says maybe that's only when he didn't, when loya also liyode. It means you don't have to go ahead and go through the burden of giving a veda back to a goy, finding an aveda of a goy, picking it up. But once you picked it up, you can't keep it. The Gemara says even if you took it already, you could keep it. Now, the question is like this: what about these days, where the law is, the American law is, that if you find an aveda, you find a lost object of substantial value, you must report it to the police. You can't just keep it. That's the law. So, are you mechuyev, or are you allowed to report a lost object these days, where the law is like that? So number one is like this. The Rambam says, on this halacha, the Rambam says, "V'mechziru l'kadosh es Hashem, kadei sheyifaru es Yisrael, v'yedu sheim balei amuna." If you give back an aveda for the purpose of being mekadosh es Hashem, the goyim should see the Jews are honest. Harei zeh meshubach. U'b'mokom sheyesh chilul Hashem, if there's a chilul Hashem, if you don't give it back, avedas ha'asura v'chayav l'achzira. You're mechuyev to give it back. So of course, if it's noticeable that you're Jewish, and you're doing it for Kiddush Hashem, then there's no Isser at all. And Kol Shekin, if it's Chil Hashem, you have to do it. But in a case where there's absolutely no Kiddush Hashem at all, are you allowed to report a lost object? So there is a klal that we have in Dine Mominis called Dina de Malchus Adina. The din of the Malchus of a government is a din. Now the source of this halacha is in the Gemara in two sugyas. There's a Gemara in the Dorim Chofches and above a Kama, talking about meches, about the tax. The Gemara says over there, also lavriachas ha-meches. You're not allowed to evade tax. Because the Melech said, because the government requires you to pay, dina machuz adina, so you owe tax. And by not paying tax, you're stealing from the government. Another sugya, the Gemara Gittin, Yudah Mabei, says, shtoros, which are signed by goyim, when two Jews make a contract and it's signed by goyim, the Gemara says over there that it's good, it's kosher. Frankly, Gemara chaspa ba'omo. Goyim can't sign. They're posel eidus. The Gemara says, Dina Machusa Dina. Since the government instituted that goyim, that anybody could sign as witnesses, the Dina Machusa Dina, it's a kosher ishtar. It's a good contract. So according to that, same thing here. The Malchus, the government, made a law that you must report a lost object. So Dina Machusa Dina, you gotta report. The question is like this. Those two cases in the Gemara, there's no Isser Veheter at all involved. It's just a dry din by tax. There's nothing, there's no Isser in paying tax. There's nothing wrong with paying tax. You may not be mechuyah to pay tax. The Gemara says, since the government says you have to pay, so you have to pay. So you owe the tax. Or using a contract with goyim signed on it. There's nothing wrong. There's no Isser in that. It's just, maybe it's not legally binding. It's not binding according to the Torah. So if that, you have Dina Machusa Dina. Since the law is that they could be witnesses, it is a good contract. But over here, by Aveda, not only am I not mechuyev to give back an Aveda to a goy, it's forbidden to give an Aveda back to a goy. Am I allowed to give Aveda back to a goy? Does Dina Machusa Dina help that? So, well, Dina Machusa Dina definitely does not allow you to eat nevela, even though the law is you're allowed to eat nevela, but the Torah says you're not allowed to. The Dina Machusa Dina definitely cannot be matir yisurin. So could the Dina Machusa Dina affect the din over here of a machzer avedu lagoy? Now the difference is that Lamaisa, the din of Chazaras Aveda Lagoy could be based on the fact that Avedas Akum is Muteris. Since there is no mitzvah Shabbos Aveda, there's no Chiv Shabbos Aveda to a goy. So based on that, the Torah says that you're not allowed to give it back to a goy. Either like Rashi, because you're showing that you're not doing the mitzvahs because Hashem said so, or like the Rambam, because you're Machzik de goy. But if for whatever reason I would be mechuyev, I would be obligated to give aveda back to a goy. So now, and if for example, because of a tina machusa dina, now there's no Isser in giving aveda back to a goy. So once the malchus are able to create a chiv to give aveda back, a legal binding chiv, now there's no Isser to give it back. So the question is, how do we look at this? So the Menashe Klein, in his Sefer Mishnah Halachos, he has a tshuva about this. He brings the shach in Choshen Mishpat, Siman Ayin Gimel, Lamates. He discusses the union of Dina Machusa, and he says over there, that afilu mashi l'takonas b'nei ha-medina, even a proper law, which is made for the Takonas HaMedina, kol shu neged terisenu hakadosha, chalila lo de medina de malchusa. Any din which is keneged the Torah, we may not say the din of Dina Malchusa Dina. So Menashe Klein says on that, the same thing goes here. This din is neged terisenu hakadosha, because the Torah says, you're not allowed to give Aveda back to a goy. So the Dina Malchusa Dina will not be able to affect this and be matter to give matter giving Aveda back to a goy. Now, of course, anytime there's a Kiddush Hashem or Chil Hashem involved, surely you give back. That's not neged Teresin HaKadosha. But in a case where there's absolutely no Kiddush Hashem and no Chil Hashem at all involved, you will not be able to give Aveda back. Now, he brings a raya from the Gemara in Bav Metzia, Daf Chof Ches. The Gemara is a story of Ami Ashkach Udi the Dinri, he found money. Chazia Hu Rumo de Komirsas, there was a goy who saw him, he was afraid. Amale Zilshkol Nafshach, you could keep it. Glav Parsoyanon. I'm not a Persian, the Amri Avedosa Lamalka, who say that the Avedis have to go to the government, to the king. Now it seems in that Gemara that even though there was some law that the Avedis had to go to the king,
still, he kept it for himself. You see that this Dina de Malchus Dina does not require him to give the Aveda back to give the Aveda to the king. Now that Gemara, you could be doich of that Gemara, that La Parsoi Anon means that he didn't live under the reign of the Parsiim, and there was, that law was not in his place. So that's why he didn't have to give it back. Now, he brings over there that Rabbi Yoman Silver, the Mechaber of the Chuvus Oz Nidbaru, he was chulik on this. He understood, and he paskins, that an Aveda these days, in a place where there's a law, they have to report it, you are allowed to, and you're mechuyiv to report it. Because he understands that this Isser of giving Aveda back to a goy is only based on the fact that it doesn't belong to the goy. But since the law of the land is that you have to report it, that means the goy still owns it. So you're essentially not giving Aveda back to a goy, because it's really his. So there's no problem of machzer Aveda l'akum. Now, Rav Menashe Klein brings a raya from Yerushalmi, which brings a moving story. Yerushalmi says like this: Rav Shmuel bar Sasarti salak l'roimi. He went up to Rome. Of this Malka del Nistilo, the queen, at that time the queen lost her tachshitim, her jewelry. The Ashkeche, and he actually found it. Afkas Kruz b'medinta, they sent an announcement in the city. Anybody who finds it and returns it within 30 days, Yisav Ochin va'Ochin, will get such and such reward. Lebosar Yosh Losen Yoimin, anybody who finds it and returns it after 30 days, Itrim Reishe, he will be beheaded. So Rav Shmuel bar Sasarti found it. Lo yichozrei goy tlosin yomim. He did not return it within 30 days. Boser tlosin yomim. After 30 days, chozrei, he gave it back. So the queen asked him, Lo yichavas b'metinta. So you must have not been in town. You must have not heard the announcement. Amalei in. I was in town. You must have not heard the announcement. Yes, I did hear it. Why didn't you give it back? He said, the reason why I didn't give it back, you shouldn't say begin dachaltech avdis, that I did it because of your fearing you. Begin dachalte derachmono. I did this because of Yiras Shamayim, nothing to do with Yiras Basar V'dam. Omrele, she said, Barich Elokod Yudoi. Blessed is the God of the Jews. That's Yerushalmi. So, Rav Menashe Klein says, it's clear in this Yerushalmi, that there was a law. They sent an announcement that anybody who finds that Veda has to give it back within 30 days. So that was the law. So he had no right. If there was a din of din of the Malchus Adina, he would have no right to keep it after 30 days to give it back then to be Mekadesh Shem Shammai. Because the law is, you got to give it back within 30 days. It's clear from here that the din of Malchus Adina does not affect, will not change the halacha over here of Hamachzer Aveda L'Goy. And you're not mechuyev to give it back, and you're not allowed to. And the only heter you have is to give it back with Kiddush Hashem.
The Daf Yomi Halacha series has been brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center. To reach the center for halacha consultation, service, educational seminars, or media, please call 1-888-485-VAAD. That's 1-888-485-8223. To sign up to the BHHJ, the Beis Havad's weekly interactive e-journal,
please visit www.bhhj.org, or you can email us at office@thehalachacenter.org.